We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about this show covers some major ground across the northern half of the beautiful state of Alabama, from way down south of Birmingham to up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back on over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Boomer and I are sitting here just hacking and sneezing.
Yeah, we are.
It's like a freaking tuberculosis ward in here, man.
I know.
God, this is ridiculous. Somebody air this place out when we get done. Yeah, the right side tuberculosis ward. That's where we are. Good Lord. All right. Hey, listen, the text lines are open. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Bruce from Hazel Green just texted in, and I agree. He said, we'd like to send our love and prayers to the Huntsville Police Department. And I appreciate that, Bruce. And I'm sure some of them just heard that. So, yep, absolutely do. Men and women in blue, we appreciate you. And we're thankful for what you do. And we also know that our culture, our country, our very citizenship is not just on those who wear the U.S. military's uniforms. It's on the people who control the law and order on our streets to protect and to serve. So anyway, all right, number one, triple dipper, climate hypocrisy. Have you ever noticed, who am I talking to? Have you ever noticed that you and I get told all the time how we best start doing things for the environment? It's about, well, what was it? So back in, okay, let me think about, go back the kind of march forward. We had, what do we have at one point? It was going to be acid rain was going to destroy the world. The polar ice caps are melting because of global warming. Then we were going to have, global cooling at some point. It was going to freeze over. A new ice age was coming. Or did I get those backwards? I don't know. I can't keep track. And then you got now this, you know what? Let's give it a name that we can adapt and use as we need. Climate change. Oh, I thought we were talking about poking a hole in the ozone at one point. Well, we were, but now it's climate change. Climate change. What does that even mean? Well, we're all going to be underwater. Or is it we're all going to be under ice? Well, it's all going to be really, really hot. Or is it going to be really cold? Well, I mean, are we going to have a drought? Or is it acid rain? I don't know. Who knows? It's a dystopian reality right upon us at every single moment, depending upon which climate change hypocrite you're listening to. Now, let me just back up and make sure that y'all hear me say this, or for that matter, that they hear me say this. I'm a firm believer in all of the above energy policy. I mean, why put yourself in one boat? Why have one source of income when you can have two? So yeah, if you want to do windmills and stuff like that, great, but just cutting off our nose and spite our face over oil and gas is really not worth it. And oh, by the way, I'm also a believer in being a good steward of the earth. If you want to recycle, I'm good with that. If you want to, you know, use low impact materials and not use disposable bottles, okay, I get it. But then again, let's don't become slaves to an agenda. Let's don't ruin our life to save our lives. You know what I'm saying? Well, story on Fox News. On March 14th, so just what? Oh, 14 days ago, 15 days ago, House Republicans, led by Majority Leader Steve Scalise, introduced the energy package, arguing it would end Biden's war on energy. It would, quote, shore up energy and mineral supply chains, reform permitting systems, and reduce consumer energy prices. Basically, what it was going to do is put us back on track to become energy independent, self-sufficient, not reliant upon governments that don't like us to give us what we have to have to survive. So the energy package has been dropped in. Now, it was automatically, I mean, let's be real. We all knew it was going to be a fight. We all knew that Biden wasn't going to be on board because it makes him look like he's down the wrong path, which he is. But the White House issued a statement of administrative policy on Monday stating that President Biden would, in fact, veto that bill should it pass. According to the memo, the Biden administration strongly opposes the bill, which is titled the Lower Energy Costs Act, because it would work to counteract the administration's own agenda. Let me point something out. They didn't say, because we don't want to be energy independent. They didn't say, because we don't need oil and gas. They didn't say, because, no, all they said was literally, it would counteract the administration's own agenda, promoting green energy sources over fossil fuels. And they claim that somehow or another, becoming more self-reliant and less dependent upon outside resourcing would yet raise costs for the American families. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do they just take something in the morning that detaches them from reality? Is there a pill they take in the White House right now that just says, hey, you know what? Say any kind of jackassery that comes out your mouth, it'll be all right. Doesn't matter whether you believe it. Just say it. Really? Do you have that jackassery sound effect, Boomer? You got it?
Yeah,
let's just do it, man.
I do, right there.
Hit it. That's right. Jackassery. But I will say this. At least they're consistent in their hypocrisy. You can find them at every turn telling you to lower your carbon footprint and yet flying in their private jets. You can find them at every single turn telling you it's no longer safe after 100 years to have a gas stove. Really? No. Don't you know what that does? Yeah, it cooks my food. Well, that's not safe. Why is it not safe? Because we have studies. Okay, Washington Examiner has a piece that came out in August of last year. Title of it, Climate Hypocrites Are All Tell and No Show. They point out that many celebrities are full of sermons about how you need to save the planet. Often they are the very same ones maximizing their own carbon footprints, and they give examples based on data. So something called the ADS-B Exchange can show you clearly that director and climate activist Steven Spielberg burned at least $116,000 worth of jet fuel in the first 2 months of last year, which, by the way, represents a 66 times the carbon footprint of the average American. No telling what his, I'm sure, overly huge house or houses does. But then they also point out you got Prince Charles, Bill Gates, Kylie Jenner, Drake, and many others, celebrities. Now, Taylor Swift, though, she apparently is called the queen of pollution, queen of carbon pollution. Her documented use of jet fuel implies an annual carbon footprint 900 times that of the average American. But, you know, she's going to call on us to do our part. Okay, you first. There's my idea. How about this? You first. Well, you need to get on board. No, you first. John Kerry's jet, by the way, has only emitted about 20 times the average American's annual climate footprint. And in fairness, the article points out, it took him 18 months to get there. Oh, good. But they make promises. Oh, they're going to reduce emissions. They're going to do all these things. Anyway, the article points out somehow or another, bigger promises seem to make up for the lack of actual emission reductions. It says if California Democrats were your parents, they'd be like the ones who skipped your school play and then tried to make up for it by buying you a pony and then never buying it. So climate hypocrisy. So one of the latest that just galls me, and I said this yesterday, it galls me. So Charlene and I, we lived in the same house for like almost, 24 and a half years. Same house. And it was a wonderful house, but we finally had the opportunity. The kids are up and out of college and paying their own bills and all that kind of stuff. We finally had the opportunity to build our dream house, and she picked out all the things for our kitchen, which includes, by the way, a gas stove. No. Yes. A gas stove. Pray tell, Phil, you're not one of those. Yes, I am. And I'm pretty sure those scrambled eggs come out even better. I'm pretty sure all the things she cooks on that gas stove are better. They just are. She cooked me a dinner last night, made me a happy man. Gas stove. So, that being said, I don't intend to let it go. You can have my gas stove when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers. How about that? But top New York Republican scorches the state Dems' efforts to ban gas stoves. Banning gas stoves. So Fox News has a piece that came out yesterday. The top Republican member of the New York State Senate blasted Democratic lawmakers for pushing a gas stove ban. If you have not heard, Governor Kathy Hochul came out in her State of the State. This is not just activists out there. This is the governor of the state claiming during her State of the State address, she said, I am proposing a plan to end the sale of any new fossil fuel-powered heating equipment by 2030. And oh, by the way, that includes cooking equipment. It says, we are taking these actions because climate change remains the greatest threat to our planet, to our children, to our grandchildren. That's her focus, is making sure you don't have gas heat or a gas stove in your house. By the year 2030, nobody's going to have one in a new house at all. Now, you might get grandfathered in. They're not going to come strip it out of your house. You might get grandfathered in like her. I was thinking about this. I thought, I cannot help but wonder, does the governor have a gas stove in the governor's mansion? Or for that matter, you know, a lot of times they have their personal residence where they keep it until they get out of office. So I Googled it directly. Bada bing, bada boom. Let the jackassery begin. Hit that jackassery. Just hit it. The jackassery is just running right now. New York Post, January 22nd, not long after she gave that State of the State address where she called on all of us to do our part and do away with our gas stoves. Governor Hochul wants to start banning gas stoves in new homes by the year 2025, but yeah, the governor's push to ban gas stoves appears to be hypocritical and ridiculous. And it points out that we clearly can see that she has a gas range in the executive mansion and another one in her private residence in Buffalo. Why do we know that? Because the pictures are on social media. A picture of her on social media with her gas stove. Hochul has argued the state must push electrification mandates for new buildings in order to implement plans to reduce the state's greenhouse gas emissions by 85%. But we're not stripping it out of there. Yeah, to include the governor's mansion, apparently. But let's go one further. I don't know why, but she just irritates me. But Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, just something about her just kind of chafes me. Well, she's on board with this. Yeah, let's do away with gas. Hey, gas stoves, evil. Evil. Just sitting there in your house, perpetrating wrong against the climate. Well, story here on OutKick, dated March 24th. The energy secretary admits she owns a gas stove, while the Biden administration is now pushing to restrict them. She's the Secretary of Energy, not transportation. Not education. Energy. The one that oversees things like, I don't know, gas stoves. Well, apparently Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm recently spoke to Congress. And she pointed out, now she was responding to the whole thing about the gas stove. There's no ban on gas stoves. She goes, I have a gas stove. Oh, really? It's about making the existing electric and gas stoves and other appliances more efficient. Oh, is that all it is? Tell that to Kathy Hochul, who doesn't want them put in houses or buildings anymore. But there you are. Climate hypocrisy. It's getting thicker as we go. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come back and put a lid on this one. Then we're going to switch gears at the top of the hour. Rules of engagement. When can you engage? When can you do what's necessary to defend your life, limb, and property? We'll talk about it. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Steve from Owens Crossroads just texted in and said, I guess they'll be coming after our gas fireplaces next. No, can't have it. Not going to let it happen. Got a gas fireplace in my house and I'm staying right where it is. Cynthia from Claiborne County just texted in too and said, if my texture would come back up, there it is. You are so right about them being hypocrites, because I pray for them every day, even though it's hard. They sure live up to their emblem or mascot or whatever you call it of the jackass. yeah, jackassery. Steve from Gunnersville said, meanwhile, Huntsville Utilities is actually giving out incentives, yes, cold, hard cash, for people to switch over to natural gas. That's a good point.
That's
the utility companies need to diversify their portfolios. They want people in, you know, to anyway, you're right, Steve. You were so right. I got a line, line one, Jeff from Indiana. Jeffro, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready to ride the dragon here, baby. Getting ready to go through Nashville.
Hey, have you electrified your truck yet?
Not yet. might be a long time for it. I've got 212-volt batteries in the box back here. I guess that's the only electricity I've got.
So you basically are out there right now destroying the ozone. You may be moving America, but you're destroying the ozone. I just don't understand, Jeff. I just don't understand.
Burning 100 gallons a day, 5 to 6 days a week, every day.
100 gallons. You know what, though? And if they're gonna try and reduce the carbon footprint of the world, good luck, because the world still wants its goods shipped, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing about it is has anybody ever told you what's going to happen if we do all these things and stuff? Is it supposed to cool off? Is it supposed to warm up? Or what's exactly supposed to happen if we follow all these regulations and change everything over? And what if we do all these things and nothing changes and find out that the scientists are basically wrong because it's a consensus, you know, not... We're not talking to smart people. We're just talking about the consensus.
Well, they've only been wrong every time. So I'm just very likely.
But the thing about it, if you're going to spend trillions of dollars and everything, let's put it onto something that could change the world in a day. Let's do deep impact. You know, we need to put more money in our space programs and everything. I want to be able to, when we got a asteroid coming at us that's the size of New York or whatever, we can go up there and knock this thing out of the way and save the Earth. Because, I mean, that's what happened to dinosaurs and stuff. I think they need to be thinking of something more like this that would be, something we can do other than something that, well, if we do this, we don't really know what's going to happen. But, we're going to spend trillions of dollars on it anyway.
You know, it boggles my mind. Like, I've got an article here I hadn't even gotten into yet, Jeff, about John Kerry flying his private jet to all of these, climate activist events, and then claiming, when he was asked about it just the other day, the story came out on Town Hall yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Well, when we do that, though, we buy offsets, so they can do what they want to do as long as they plant a tree somewhere or pay a company to plant a tree somewhere.
Well, John Kerry's not really worth the carbon he admits, I don't think. Not in my book, anyway.
Oh, can I quote you on that? That is that's excellent. All right, man.
Can.
Listen, you be careful on the road. We appreciate you, and watch that carbon footprint.
I'm trying to make as big as one as I can. You know, I it's kind of chilly out here yet. I'm trying to warm the place up.
Well, you're doing a fine job of it, brother. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care, Jeff. But yeah, you know, this whole that's the next piece I was going to talk about, the climate hypocrisy. So John Kerry, townhall.com, has an article that came out yesterday. And it basically said, the Green Warrior envoy gig is the last post that John Kerry's ever going to hold in public life. And he's just saying whatever he wants to say now. He's not even trying. He says, this activist class, the ones who whine, moan, and scream about carbon emissions, but then they utilize their fleet of private jets to fly to Davos, Switzerland, to ironically discuss the end of the world via global warming. When asked about this, Kerry took a zero care approach, saying these folks' private jet use is offset by buying offsets. Okay. If you have not heard, it's the biggest scam in the world. You want to keep driving your car? Okay. Buy something from me. What am I buying? You're buying feel good. How's that work? Well, you send us money, and we tell you now you can feel good. Really? Yes, it's called carbon offsets. So I lowered my carbon footprint? Not really. But you just feel good for having done it. Okay, who do I send the check to? We only take cash. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, it's the biggest scam in the world. And oh, by the way, I got a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge I'll sell you. All right, we're going to switch gears, moving away from climate hypocrisy. We'll come back. Number two of the Triple Dipper here in a minute. Rules of engagement. When can we do something? When can we stand up? You stay tuned. We'll talk about it. all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.